Ryan is fed up and the takeover begins. Don gets caught with his pants down again and forwards onto big brand new platforms. Brand new episode of Black Ink Crew Chicago Review is up next. Tune in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Is it the way that I dress? Or is it
we're
the way
back.
We are back.
We should go play in the dark. We are back, y'all. I don't know what the hell is happening in Chicago, but you know.
This is the perfect song to open to. Shout out to Four.
This is the perfect song to open to. Chi-Town, what up? What up, everybody, y'all? It's your girl, Carmen Cameron, and I'm here with the crew of Black Ink Crew Chicago Review here at AfterBuzz.
Hey, guys, what's up? I'm Nakia Monet.
What's up, guys? I'm Elle Marie.
And I'm Drew Jones.
Yes. Yay. And we'd like to welcome Drew Jones to the show. We have a brand new host, y'all. Give it up for our girl, Drew.
Kind of like Drew. Nine Mag. We got like new family in the building.
Oh, God. The drama is so real, y'all.
Oh, boy. Yo. I mean, last season, we were so stressed out. I think we were drinking every episode.
Yes.
And like, you know, we'll get into it, news and gossip, but because like everything was going on in live time, we were seeing like Snapchats and Instagram stories. So this season's real right now.
This season is going crazy. So this episode is actually entitled The Takeover Begins, and we are seeing just how fed up Ryan is. But before we get into that, let's get into a little bit of info.
If you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, we've got the podcast for you. It's Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, so you know it's good. From relationships, finances, career, health and wellness, and more, she literally will talk about it all, and she will enlighten and enrich your life. It drops every Friday, so make sure to head over to iTunes, subscribe, rate, and comment, and let her know that it was the Black Ink Crew Chicago girls that sent y'all over there. Remember, Friday, that's 2 days from now. We'll see you there.
Yes.
Thanks for the info,
Drew. It's a dope podcast, too.
Yes, so.
I'm stressed.
Yes. Last season, we left off, things were crazy. Kat and Ryan were not seeing eye to eye, obviously, and Ryan said, enough is enough. It's her or me. And we were left hanging to see what was going to happen because, obviously, they were never going to be friends again.
Yeah.
But now we open up to a whole new... Ryan said, fuck everything.
Right, I was like, he left everybody hanging.
That's a real Gemini.
What did you guys think of this episode?
That was a real Gemini. Shout out to Ryan. Ryan's a Gemini. So I feel like that's
Gemini.
A real
Ryan's a Gemini. He might be a Scorpio a little bit, too, because that vindictive.
I don't know. He's acting like a Pisces to me.
Sun rising in Pisces.
We need to do that.
Moon and Scorpio. It should, you know what's crazy? Because, like, I get that he's still upset, but it sucks because it's like you can't take something personal. Like we seen last season because of Kat, and he felt like they chose Kat. But all they said to him was, we love y'all both. We cannot choose sides.
Yes.
So I do think because remember last season, Ryan was having a hard time with the crew saying, this is my shop. And Ryan's like, no, this is my shop.
Yes.
So I think it's a little bit of that. I think he's like tired of everyone kind of like, this is our shop. And I think he's like, I'm gonna teach y'all a lesson. Yeah. This is your shop. You got it. But I also think he's like, well, now Kat's not here. Y'all chose her side and y'all did me dirty. It's just me and Rachel and we good.
What you guys think?
It's kind of the same thing. But like you said, like he just kind of left them out like high and dry. It's one thing to kind of like maybe say, I need some time.
Right.
Or y'all know I'm upset with you guys. I'm not messing with y'all right now. So give me some time. But like nobody knew anything.
Nobody knew anything.
And they're like, okay, what's going on?
I want to hear y'all opinions first before I drop mine. Drew, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I just feel like it's going to be hard to come back from that. Like I understand being mad and feeling betrayed and stuff. But these are people that you consider family, or have considered family at some point. So even if it's going to be hard to come back from this.
Even Four, that's his best friend.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's what really shocked me.
If anybody's missing, hasn't seen the episode, the crew walks into the shop and the shop is completely vandalized. To the point where everybody's work equipment is destroyed. There are bullet holes in the walls. Like, shit got real, right? And they put two and two together and they figure out, Ryan is behind this.
Mm-hmm.
So Ryan and Van go to meet up. And Ryan, Van is like, what the fuck is this? Like, what's going on?
Right.
Like,
some
really,
real
what's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
That's some scorned ex-girlfriend shit.
Right. Yes. It's like, why are they meeting like
who
mobsters?
Does that?
What's happening right now?
First of all, Van got out the car like Godfather. Like, slow motion, all black.
Goodfellas.
I'm like, okay. But what he said was very valid. I think, I personally think it was wrong It was wrong. Yeah. I don't care what type of emotion you have about a personal relationship outside of business. I don't care what type of discrepancies you guys had. What you don't do is go and ruin your friend's
income,
a way to feed your family. Mm-hmm. There are ways that you can sit down and talk about things. Mm-hmm. There are ways that you can get to the bottom of subjects. But for you to try to intentionally leave your friends hanging to the point where they don't have a means to make money, you destroy their work equipment. It's like that shit was so ultimately petty and low.
It was.
It was.
It's different if you have a conversation and you pull up and you say, you know, I need to talk to you guys. Mm-hmm. I think I'm done. In a month, let's figure this all out. Mm-hmm. I think we should go all separate ways. I'm not going to re-up on the lease. Mm-hmm. So it gives them time to figure it out.
Give them that time. Especially, it's almost like a roommate situation. Yes. Like, and everyone's always like, oh, you bogus if you only gave me a week to move out. Like, give the person a month.
Because
give
you're them showing 30 days. That you're salty. You're showing that you're intentionally trying to put your people in a position to be set back behind you. Mm-hmm. No stand-up person is going to do that to somebody who helps support them at any point in their life.
Also, question. I don't own a business, so I don't know this, but when you rent an apartment, you have to put down a deposit. So did he have to put down a deposit to lease that place?
Well, girl.
Because he's not getting it back.
Girl, this has been the whole season about who owned what, who owned the name, who got the LLC. We have literally been on Detectives all season three trying to figure this out. Ryan came in here. We talked to Van. We talked to Kat. We talked to Charmaine. And everyone has different answers.
My main question was, and I was like, this would solve everything. Last season, I was thinking, if Ryan decided to say, fuck all this, I don't want to work here anymore, or I don't want to be a part of this crew, who has to leave the shop? Does Ryan have to pack up all of his things and leave and start NYMEX somewhere else? Or does he have to say, okay, everybody out?
I think what it is Ryan does own the name NYMEX, but he does not own that building. That guy owns the building.
Right, right.
So I think because the lease is up, it is his LLC, he's the person paying that lease. And I
wonder if he's the only one on the lease. Like,
like you said,
I guess that's the question.
Like, Van is also on the lease?
Yeah.
Because if that's the case, I think they could still get it together and make something happen.
Right. Exactly.
Can they take him to court?
Well, it's looking like he's going to start his own NYMEX, another NYMEX. Mm-hmm. Now, after your friends have this tattooed on their faces.
Oh, Ryan.
I don't know. The way Ryan conducts himself in his business, he seems to be a very stand-up, intelligent guy. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering where all this gas is coming from and this battery in his back. Do any of you guys feel like it might be more so Rachel?
I think that part of it could be his relationship with Rachel, because I think after the whole Kat situation, I think with them two, they've seemed like they've gotten closer. And I think now he's like, all right, so she has trust issues with me. Let me try to prove myself to her a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I feel like now he's listening to her. He's taking her, because remember, for years, he's been going to her, telling her, yo, Van ain't doing this, they ain't doing that. So all she knows is these stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So, and she's given her opinion about it before, like such and such should go and things like that. Because he even said it, like, she's can see the things that I can't see that I'm starting to see now. Right. Like,
women
said
can do that. We have magic powers.
So I think as wifey, she's like, this is not your situation.
But is it more so like, this is not your situation, or okay, y'all wanna side with Kat? I'm gonna show y'all who's really running the show, because I run him. So he's gonna do what I tell y'all to do. So is this about her ego? Is this about her showing them who's running the show?
I wonder that too, because is it more, does he feel more betrayed by that, or does she feel more betrayed by that?
Right, because you chose to have whatever relations you wanted to have with Kat. She didn't have to drug you, she didn't have to Bill Cosby you, she didn't have to trick you into being in the room.
Facts.
Y'all chose to do whatever y'all chose to do together. Somehow, that became Kat's fault, because of how it was revealed. Mm-hmm. Kat chose to reveal it to Rachel. And Ryan felt betrayed. And then the crew remained loyal, because they're like, that's y'all decision. We're not going to cut our friends off. So we'll remain loyal. But dog, you know you played a big part in this. Don't blame Kat.
Exactly.
So 50-50. for some reason, he feels like they chose Kat. Ryan, if you're watching, which I hope you are, which you probably are, we want you to come in and explain to us why you feel betrayed by the crew. Because at what point did they actually put Kat before you? Like, I understand that the ego battles with everybody building NYMEX, and I thought that we had got to the bottom of, you know, you kind of, us all realizing you own the name NYMEX. It's your business, and we know that. But, like, at what point did you feel so betrayed that you would leave your best friend for without a way to make money or no warning. Like, your best friend of everybody, you should have at least told your best friend. So please, if you want to tune in, hop in the chat room.
Let us know. We know you're going to tweet us. Or
come because see that us. Is, we need that to know. Took me by surprise, the fact that Char didn't know. At least four can know, and people may have thought, like, oh, well, he's bogus if he didn't tell everyone else. But then it's like, well, his loyalty is with Ryan more.
Right.
So I would understand if he kind of kept that to himself if Ryan told him. But, like, how do you not tell him?
You know what I also think, though?
Why so much anger? Why destroy the shop? Why take away that way to make money? Because, like, why be that petty?
Because I think I look at it like, remember last season I said, I think he would still be cool with Kat because mm-hmm. I think he looks at Rachel like, remember he said this, he's like, I cannot work with you if I'm with Rachel. It is no way.
Right.
And I think he feels the same way with the crew.
I think she feels the same way.
Like, she does too. I would too. Yeah, like, right. Come on, you messed up again. And I think he looks at the crew like, I can't come back in there and show my face. One, I think he's embarrassed. I'm not going to lie. Two, I just think that him and Rachel are living their lives and he's just like, I don't want to be around them and I'm going to teach them a lesson since they want the shop so bad. You're going to have to start at the bottom like I started. That's why he ruined their equipment. That's why I think he wants to see you be the business people you keep saying that you are and step up to the plate.
I think it would have still, like, the point would have still been driven if he had just taken his sign. He could have blacked that out and then peaced out. I don't think he needed to shoot everything up and ruin people's equipment. Exactly.
Yeah. Listen. So that's a Gemini, though.
But you would do it to your best friend, though? Well, everybody finds out and everybody's pretty upset and distraught. Nobody knows what they're going to do. In the meantime, Ryan gets himself a suite and in comes Push. Now, when I heard Push showing up, I was like, he just dropped that new single, Drake. Word. I wish we could do a whole review just on the beat, like, the rap battle.
Oh, my goodness, right?
Yeah, so, but he pushes, you know, he has his client. He takes care of his client in his private room. Tattoo is flawless.
I will say, though, when him and Van met up, first of all, when they were like, Van, you got to go. I'm like, shouldn't four go? Because they're like best of friends. Mm-hmm. But I am happy that, you know, him and Van got to the point where they're not beating each other up.
Right.
Where they can have this, and Van can tell him about how he feels. Like, yo, we love you. Mm-hmm. We family. I got 9 mag tag. Like, it was like a civil conversation, though they were yelling, but it was a civil conversation.
Do you think that he took the name just to be, like, do you think that the right thing to do is to choose a new name? Or you think he should have rolled with his brand?
No, like, it is his brand. He did start that. I'm going to roll with what I already got. Yeah.
Nova, like, that's his name.
Yeah.
So I think he has every right. I just think the way he went about it, it's like you can let your crew know, like, look, I'm moving on. I love you guys, but I just think this relationship is just not a good one. For work, let's still be fam. And that's it. Remember I told him last season, I said, Ryan, this is how you talk to your crew. And you told me you understood. But you didn't get it. Let me stop. Ryan, go
ahead. I just want to know, at any point, like, if at any point did you guys come to the table and sit down and say, this is what we've been through as a family? Where do y'all think we should, how do you think we should handle it?
Right, because I'm wondering, like, was there any conversation after that vacation trip they had? Like, it had to be, because especially, like, when Ryan and Van met up and Ryan was like, you went with them hoes, like, what? Like, if he thought 9 Mag was still up and running, why wouldn't he go to work? If that's what Ryan is referring to.
Yeah.
So it's like, is there something that we missed that you guys didn't show?
Because even when Charmaine says, she's like, Ryan hasn't been to work. He hasn't showed up. No one's heard from him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know. I feel like there are some missing pieces.
To me, I feel like, how do you feel like he just went over there and chose them over you? Like, what happened that we don't know?
Right. Because they were still.
Yeah, something is missing.
We would see them on Snap and Instagram. So they were still tattooing. So I don't know if, like, one day, like in January, because we know it's the wintertime, when he's just like, I'm fed up. Like, I'm mad.
Yeah.
After Christmas, after the New Year.
Yeah.
Hey, brand new year. Maybe he's like, this is a brand new year.
But a gun, though. Allegedly. Please, next time you come here, don't bring a gun. Look, we got to review this show, but look.
You know we love you.
We love you, but listen. I just got to take...
We got to say allegedly.
You got hella cool points for me, but I got to take a cool point back because you don't sabotage the people who helped you come up, the people who supported you when you had nothing, the people who stood behind your idea when there was no tangible evidence to prove that it was going to be a success. Collectively, y'all achieved having a TV show. Like, you sabotage them to the point where you take away their livelihood. I just can't agree with that decision.
Yeah, that's
heartbreaking. If you was man enough to shut the doors on the business of your family or your friends, whatever you call them, you should have been man enough to have a conversation, not throw them under the bus.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Not take away their livelihood. Not leave them with nowhere to go. That's not a stand-up move.
I definitely agree. But I do think, though, not
to excuse... But you a boss, though. You was fed up. At the same time, you was fed up. You wanted to take your name. You wanted to start clean. He has a right...
He does.
Yeah, he has a right to take his name.
Not to excuse his actions. I do think this will light a fire under their asses now to, you know, step up. Because remember last season, I was like, y'all got to do something. Come on, Danny. Mm-hmm. Like, Charmaine's doing her thing. But, like, I think what it is going to do now is going to put, like, because Van's starting his business, his clothing business.
Yes.
It's going to get them, I think, motivated to be like, yo, we got to be bosses, too.
Yeah.
So I am excited to see, like, how this will go and how they all will exercise it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, shout out to Kat.
We love Kat.
Kat has opened her own shop, and she's doing her own thing. So, obviously, she's, you know, she's her grand opening is June. So
they're all doing big things. I just want to see them boss up, like...
I feel like they're all bossed up, though. I just feel like this was a selfish move. We can't, like...
Four is making his way.
No, let's look at it. Four. Let's look at the view that we have. Four is making his way.
Yeah.
On to brand new stages that we saw him step on new platforms.
Yes, he is. Four has always been doing his thing.
Exactly. Charmaine. Van has his own clothing line. He sells out his collections all the time. Charmaine, she's getting there. You know, she's learning how to be responsible, you know. Mm-hmm. Who we leaving out? Kat has her own thing. Dawn is a stand-up guy in the community, but we got to get back to him. His personal life is a little...
Yeah, that personal.
Speaking of which, let's move on to our next
topic. Let's just go into Dawn.
Dawn gets caught... He doesn't even get caught. He snitches on himself.
What does Tyra Banks say? I was rooting for you!
We're all rooting for you! Dawn! Damn, Dawn!
He snitched on himself, bro.
Bro came to LA and was kicking it. Kat had an art show. It was beautiful.
It was dope.
Everybody hit the club afterward, and apparently, Dawn had a little rendezvous popping. And.
With handcuffs.
He documented it on Snapchat.
That's how you know older people, and he's not even old. Because Four is older than him, and Four is only like 30.
Yeah.
So I'm giving Dawn, what, 28? This is how you know people who, you know, Dawn's a dad, so he probably ain't on Snapchat. So he probably was like, oh, let me say this video. Oh, it's on my timeline. Because
you got to press that arrow.
Exactly.
That's
you got to press that arrow to go next.
There are multiple steps, because
how can that happen?
Snapchat is growing with us.
Facts. Right?
And they hooked it up to where we can't be showing ourselves out anymore.
That is true. How did he do that?
Because so I'm also thinking, like, did old girl at some point break into the phone?
No, you know what I think?
Yeah, because it wasn't an uploaded photo, because Snap will tell you if it's uploaded. Yeah. So it was a straight...
You know when, like, it's saved in your phone? God. Not that I've saved anything in Snapchat that's inappropriate.
Sure.
And sometimes when you're pressing buttons, and so, like, I'm not going to lie, I've almost had an account to where it's saved. And because we love ourselves, we look at ourselves, and we look at our accomplishments. I look at some things, and then sometimes by accident I'm like, oh, and it almost goes to...
And sometimes I send it to all of my exes. I'm just like, go on my merry way.
I have almost sent it to other people accidentally.
Yeah,
but
well, that's same. Easy to do. But, like, when you put it on a story, there are multiple
trying to help
steps.
You.
No. Also, she looked like she had a filter. That's why you can't be messing with these social media hosts, because they want filters on their dick-sucking videos.
I just have a question.
Was she sucking dick with, like, the bunny ears?
No, it looked like the glossed over.
The gloss.
Yeah, it was just
I had a question. They had a gloss.
I want to make you look Caucasian.
If I stop doing what I'm doing to tell a man, can you put a filter on me? Like, there's a problem.
But honey, they was a new day. She had handcuffs.
So here's my thing. Dawn says, oh, it was a one-night stand. But Dawn, she had handcuffs. So when you flew to LA, because we seen you at the club, hey, boo.
Chicks be traveling with that kind of stuff, especially if that's what they do.
If it's a one-night stand, you're not telling somebody.
Oh, one-night stand.
He told Ashley it was a one-night, but she told Ashley they've been doing this for a while, which, according to the video, it looks like it's been a while.
Because that's comfort.
Yeah. I was going to say, how many one-night stands do you have where they pull off the handcuffs?
And you're mad comfortable, okay. Right.
One-night stands mean you don't know that man.
Come on.
I'm not letting no man handcuff me if I don't know
you might kill me.
Right. I mean, I got to really know you to say.
No, I'm just saying.
I let you, but I need to know you first.
Exactly.
At least.
Dawn,
damn it.
You're not slick.
Y'all made it to the wedding barely. Because there was a hookup at the bachelor party the night before, but y'all still got married. Let this be a note to Ashley. People shouldn't get married when they're not ready.
I was just gonna say, like, how much do we put on Ashley for this? Right. And I'm not like, people don't beat me up.
I'm not even getting on Ashley. No,
I don't know. Well, I don't know, because you continue to take it though. It's not, you know, and I understand we are watching these people on TV, and maybe there are some things that we don't know and we don't see, but at the same time, for what everything that we've seen is he hasn't really, we like Don and we want to root for him, but he hasn't really changed that much.
At all.
Facts. You keep putting your hand on the stove, it's gonna keep burning you. Just because it makes delicious food every now and then does not mean that shit is not gonna hurt.
You better
say
that.
So you need to calm
I say people only do what you allow, and we've seen, I mean, we don't know Don and Ashley. We only seen him start season one, but from season one, Don has literally been the same. Mm-hmm. He's grown up a little bit when it came to other things, and when it comes to Ashley, like,
I mean, he even proved
he had a baby outside the relationship. He's been doing a lot of things, and listen,
by the previews, there may be another baby.
Yes. Like Ash, you deserve better. Yes. We love Don. Don's a good guy, and I always say that about guys.
I love him.
I just think right now he's just not ready to.
I was gonna say, he's been showing like who he is. Yeah. So it's like, you can't. I mean, you can get mad at him, but at the same time, like, it's not like he's been pretending to be.
True.
Well, like, Ashley is like most women. A lot of women think that they can change a man. Especially, like, if we get married and we have these kids, and it's like, you cannot change a man.
She caught him cheating and had to get married the same day.
That's tough. Then, I would kill him.
She caught him cheating again, and then he got the girl pregnant. She took the baby in.
Sure did, that beautiful little chocolate baby.
I mean, how much, like, she's making the right choice.
But I think, like, men like Don, he says, like, she don't mean nothing to me, so one night stand, and it's like, no, honey.
That,
you're having raw sex with
me. Yeah, come on. Like, bruh, you know.
You're married.
I think that's what's wrong with society. I'm going to have the unpopular opinion here. I just don't think that love means you only love one person. Or that you only had sex with one person.
And that's fair, but you got to be upfront about it.
Yes. Right. But they're married. That's the the line that they're
right. Like, it's not like you're in a relationship. You tell your girl, like, let's have an open relationship. And let's be polyamorous.
Right.
You're telling her, I love you so much.
I'm going to change.
I'm
going
to stop. I'm going
to
do better.
To only sleep with one woman.
I don't either. But
it's too many women.
I don't. But then there's a way where you can be disrespectful to your partner.
Very,
and respectful,
like,
to your partner. And I just think that there's certain ways you can go about it.
I just wonder what it's like being on television and it all being so new and your life changing and people, like, pitching you the pussy, like, like, fastball. Like,
and I'm sure they were doing it before the show, too. So now during the show, I'm okay.
It's a little,
no, that has never been there. Just put that back right now. The Dawn got me excited. Sorry, Ashley, not in that way.
No.
I don't want to get beat up.
But I mean, should she stay? Should she leave? Should she stay for the kids?
Me? Stay for what?
What's she going to stay for?
For the kids.
If you stay, understand what you're going to go through.
You're becoming a professional
babysitter. So when it happens, just be like, oh, get your shit together. And then
because when you stay for the kids, you're miserable.
I mean, she took that second baby in and took in and, like, looks out for her the same way she looks out for her own children.
But another baby?
But now it's looking like...
Because here's the issue.
It's another one.
How do you make babies? You don't use condoms. So
exactly.
What you're telling me is
right.
Not only are you sleeping out on me, but you're not wrapping it up when you're sleeping out on me.
Now you're getting diseases.
Dawn, you got to do better.
And I'm going to take it a step further. And you're finishing. Because, I mean, really, really.
Yes.
Sometimes a pull-out can work.
His pull-out game, obviously, he lazy.
I'm sorry.
Dawn,
you
got to do better.
Stop cheating, Dawn. How about that?
You have to.
Or be smarter about it.
Like, right.
Be
just
smarter
don't,
about it.
Don't
Why?
Be on
social
media.
Media.
If you got to cheat,
you're
just
married.
Do it respectfully.
You better get that photographic memory intact and just remember that
be like,
shit.
I'm going to remember this moment for the rest of my life.
Put it in the back of your mind.
I recorded.
I'm
get
stressed
you an
out.
Album
it's
lock.
So
like,
get an old school video camera. Take it back to 1995.
Hello. I'm stressed out. It's the first episode.
Oh, my goodness. Well, do we have any information from iTunes before we go a little bit further?
Yeah. So those who are listening to us being loud and crazy, thank you guys from iTunes for listening to us shouting like we're Van and Ryan right now.
We're so turned.
We're so turned up. But for those who are listening to us, make sure you guys give us 5 stars and make sure you guys subscribe.
Yes.
Let us know how you love Black Ink Chicago. Tell us who your favorite castmate is. And let us know if you think what Ryan did was super shady or he did the right thing. We really do appreciate you guys. Remember, 5 stars. And if you're on YouTube, if you can subscribe and give us a thumbs up. We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know what? I just, when you were speaking, I want to commend Van.
Yeah.
Because Van, he was taking things kind of hard last season. Like, you know, he went through a lot. just fighting for his right to be a boss in his shop, what he felt like in the shop that he helped build. But the way he was able to compose himself when he did approach Ryan, I feel like he handled that situation pretty good. And I want to make sure before we move on that we give Van his props for handling that situation like a man, you know?
Growth.
And for Jen.
Jen.
Yeah, because she was like, nah, you're a grown man. You know how to talk to people. Exactly. You know how to be able, because he was nervous at first. Like, you know, thinking about his old ways. But Jen was like, you got this.
Come through, Mama Jen.
You know, you need a woman like that in your corner.
Yes. So speaking of couples, Dawn and, Four and Ashley are still together. I mean, Nikki. Four Nikki. And Nikki are still together. I was happy to see that.
Yeah, they're cute. Nikki they're cute.
Kid Company is on fire.
But during the season, I seen the previews and looked like they're going to have a little.
Well, I can't wait to see what that splash was about.
Listen, because I was like, she almost drowned him.
Like, did cereal come out of that? I was like, are those Fruit Loops?
I'll just say, this season, as always, looks lit. And
it does.
It looks like it's going to be a good time. It looks like we're going to be extra stressed out. Which we, like, we love it.
Yes. Last season, we were like, oh my God, how can they top this? Yeah, all this drama and things like that. Like, oh, I cannot wait for the rest of the season.
We get to see what happens. We get to see how they're going to handle, you know, the separation now in the brand and the bond, the family bond. Like, what happens now? And, you know, we get to see what role, because Rachel looked like, it's me. Yeah.
Rachel wants all the smoke.
Do? All of it.
Want all the smoke.
All gas, no brakes.
Right? She might be the one shooting up the walls for all we know. Rachel probably had a gun.
Look, Rachel, shout out Team Sag. Right? We here. We lit.
Listen.
Oh, I keep forgetting she is Sagittarius. That's that fire, honey.
Best side ever. We're really nice until you mess with us. That's why I know, like, she's probably just fed up from listening to Ryan and his stories. And
I want to give a shout out to Charmaine. I love the natural look. Killing it with the natural vibes.
And you know what, since you bring that up, because I was looking on Instagram and people were kind of like coming at her, and I'm like, really? In this day we have more of a natural hair movement. Sometimes I wear my hair
not
right now, but you know what I mean, but like coming at her
to help our hair grow.
Like, exactly. You know, and if we want to let it out, that is her natural hair. The natural way that it, you know what I mean, goes. If she, you know, does a little twist out or something like that, let her live. And these were like black girls commenting on that. I'm like, really, y'all?
And y'all broke, so why are you coming at her?
Exactly. And she had a wig, y'all be mad too.
Exactly. Well, she's doing her thing. She's still at the radio station. I thought it was hilarious that she was like working that engineer board like it was some turntables. I was like, okay, get it, boo. It was funny. She had on the twerking apron.
She's my spirit animal. I
know. I love Charmaine.
I need to, one, host one of those parties, and two, I need to know where she got that apron from.
It's her apron.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
Charmaine,
it.
So there's four of us. We'll take four aprons, sis.
Yes.
And I went out with no shirt, too, just like yours, because I'm inspired.
Here, right? We can wear the aprons here. We lit.
So is there any news or gossip or anything that you can tell us about?
So I won't keep it long, because we got a lot of news and gossip, but I'll do that next week. But
TV news.
Thank you, Anthony. All right. I'll just keep it light and simple. So happy belated birthday to Kat. Her birthday was May 17th.
Hey.
And also happy belated birthday to Ryan, a true Gemini.
Yes. Gemini.
May 27th. The beautiful Danielle just got engaged to her boyfriend, Terrence. Well, they got engaged back.
Like Christmas.
Around Christmas time. Around they got engaged.
It's looking like she's ready to barbecue his whole life.
So this season's going to be interesting because it looks like he may have cheated.
Yes.
Also, Ryan gifted his beautiful girlfriend, Rachel, with a brand new Benz.
Okay.
Yes, come through, Ryan. Right. We love you.
Come on, Ryan. I want to do some stand-up shit, man. I'm trying to root for you, man.
And also, so as we see Van and Jen are together, but during the break, it seems that someone had probably caught Jen cheating on Van with another dude. So Van was, he found this out and he's very upset. He just wrote, I got ears and eyes all over the world and I drive like Batman to the location to find out if it's true. LOL. Same old dirty N-word. Better be glad I turned over a new leaf. So he pretty much goes in and kind of like dogs Jen and just says they broke up. But I went on Jen's Instagram and that's the picture and she's like, daddy knows best. Hashtag.
Come on now. So come on. Like, one time of black love. Keep it together.
So it looks like they're still together. And as we know on the show, it says allegedly, I'm going to say allegedly, Ryan shut up the shop. But production said that production wasn't there and it wasn't rolling. No one filed criminal charges. So they really had no idea what was going on because there were no cameras around.
Damn. Ryan is hurt. I want to hear Ryan side of the story.
Yeah, I do too.
He gotta and come back.
He's hurt. That's a hurt move. He was hurt.
Yes, and I'll wrap it up. That's all I got for news.
All right.
I'll keep the big stuff for next week.
Well, I'm predicting that Ashley's gonna go back to Dawn.
And now
every day
you're after
TV. I'm predicting that it might be some beef, but I think she's gonna take him back because I think that thing got in a headlock.
Listen, I'm all about
the black family staying together. Listen, so work it out.
I was watching, like, is the D that good?
And then I seen it and I said, like, welp.
Well,
must be.
She was giving head like this.
Stop. Oh, I can't.
You don't use that much neck before a little bit of body.
She was training.
But
but yeah, for that.
I'm gonna predict that.
Back together.
What's the cousin?
Danielle.
She gets cheated on.
Damn.
I'm predicting that Ford did something that didn't call for him to get the water thrown in his face.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna predict it was an overreaction.
Yes.
Do y'all have any predictions?
I predict that I do see Ashley getting back with Dawn, because if you follow them on social media, it seems like they are still kind of together. Mm-hmm. So it's like she already got back with him. Mm-hmm. I just hope and pray that she just does what's best for her and her children.
Yes.
I don't believe in just staying with somebody just because of the kids, because you end up miserable when your kids are 18 mm-hmm. and y'all want to kill each other. Mm-hmm. But we love Dawn. We love y'all. I hope that they work that out. I do believe that Ryan's going to start his own thing in his own shop. Mm. So I think this is going to put a fire under everyone's ass and everyone's going to boss up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do predict. I mean, Van and Ryan had their first encounter was pretty good, but we didn't even see a clip of this. But I feel like from that conference they were at or whatever mm-hmm. with the convention, Van's gonna get upset all over again. Ooh. I feel like him and Ryan are gonna have a confrontation.
Ooh, I want to see that.
Yeah, that's kind of all I have. I'm like, what's gonna happen this season? So, but I think Ryan and Van are actually gonna get into it.
Yeah. I'm here for that.
Yeah, I agree with all of those. I feel like Ryan's going to try to go open this new 9 mag, and it's just not, like, he's going to have something missing, and he's going to peep that, but be too hard-headed to try to go get that old thing back.
I agree. That real Gemini-ish.
Mm. Oh, man. Well, before we leave, we have a really huge fan who checks us out on Instagram and follows us all. His name is Travis. So shout out to you, Travis. So thank you so much for tuning in and being a great fan. We really appreciate you. And to all of our fans, we really appreciate you guys tuning into our review and listening to us. While and out, you know, next week we'll have a whole new hour of reviews for you after we see what happens at this 9 Mag Loyalty Inc. Chicago Inc. situation. But until then, I'm your girl, Karma. You can find me on Instagram at King_Karma_.
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And shout out to the whole 9 Mag crew.
Yes.
We love you and we hope to see you guys this season.
Yes. Hey, guys, I'm El Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at El Marie TV.
And I'm Drew Jones. You can find me on all the things at OK Drew J.
And until next week, that's all we got.
Peace.
Bye. See you guys next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.